didn't even know the theme of everything that they were talking about, building your life on Christ. And when we think about building our life on Christ, the opposite of that would be to build our lives on what the world says, right? Or what the world tells you. And I'm just thinking, you know, as women, I've talked to my husband about this, as women, there's so many voices from the world that are telling us the wrong thing, absolutely the wrong thing. They're telling us not to be submissive, not to be submissive to your youth leaders, not to be submissive to your pastor, not to be submissive to your parents. You know, it's in everything. I just watched this cartoon, Brave, like, I don't remember when it came out. I'm like, oh my word, that whole cartoon is like telling that girl that she can just like trash her mother and like be super disrespectful and everything will be okay. And the world just like pouring this philosophy onto us. And I just have such a burden and a heart to see young girls not to fall into those traps and not to allow your mind to think the way that the world is trying to get your mind to think. And so tonight, we are going to talk about the lost art of inner beauty. So let's all bow our heads and we're going to just pray real quick and ask the Lord to bless us and ask the Lord to fill me with his spirit. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you and we're so thankful to be here. I'm so thankful for this opportunity. I'm so thankful that you have saved us and allowed us to grow in the scriptures, to know your word and how to counteract all of the worldly philosophy that's coming into our minds and our hearts. And especially as young girls, they just don't know what to believe. Maybe they don't know their Bible very well. And Lord, I just pray that this message would be a blessing to them. Lord, that you would really use it in their hearts. Help us to all work on our inner beauty, that we may glorify you and serve you with all our hearts and minds. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, I would like you all to turn to 1 Peter chapter 3. And this is probably the only scripture I'm going to have you turn to because I want to make sure that I have enough time, which I had more time than I thought, so that's good. But 1 Peter chapter 3, and we're going to read verses 3 and 4. All right. As soon as I hear those Bible stop turning, we'll read that. 1 Peter 3 and 4. All right, here we go. Whose adorning, let it not be the outward adorning of the plaiting the hair and the wearing of gold or the putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. All right, so we're going to talk today about inner beauty. What should you look like on the inside? Now, I'm not kidding. There's a lot. You guys are all beautiful. Like, there's so many beautiful girls here. You guys, your hair looks nice. And even in ponytails, your hair looks nice. I always like ponytails, actually. But your hair looks nice. You guys worked to try to look beautiful today. Or at least you probably tried to make sure you just didn't wake up and walk out the door. Okay, if anybody did not look in a mirror today, raise your hand. For real. Ha, you get the award. You just turned 13. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, so most of us, we look in the mirror, we see, what do I look like? Okay, is like anything bad happening today? Okay, yes, everything bad is happening today. I need to fix this, okay? So we look in the mirror and we want to see, what do we look like? But to be feminine and to be the woman that God wants us to be, or the women that God wants us to be, we cannot put all of our attention on the outward, right? But you must put most of your attention on the inward. I was just sitting here, and this just thought just came to me. I was just sitting here, and I was thinking, you know what? How much time do we spend in front of the mirror in the morning? But how much time do we spend in our God's word in the morning to also the Bible? That's more important. What's on the inside of me instead of what's on the outside of me? You know what the thing is that you can pretend to have inner beauty even if you can't pretend to have outward beauty. Now, a lot of us, we work and we work and we ask, okay, we pick out our clothes, we pick out our shoes, we pick out our jewelry. We love to go shopping. I love to go shopping. I don't know about you guys, but I love to go shopping. And I love all these like super pretty things. I like everything to go together. But I can't, and And you know what? Everybody can see that. So everybody knows what I look like on the outside. But you know what? Everybody doesn't know what I look like on the inside. That's something that I can pretend. That's something that I can fake. And you know, I think all of us, we want to pretend to have inner beauty. Do any of you want to have inner ugliness? No, like, okay. So we want to pretend to our friends, oh yes, I have so much inner beauty. I mean, I love everybody. I'm friends with everybody. You know, that's what we do. We, in our mind, we think, okay, I can pretend to walk with God. If you have a friend that's like, yeah, I just read my Bible today and this spoke to me, and you're thinking inside, oh no, what am I going to say? I didn't read my Bible today. You know what? You can lie. You can pretend. You know, outwardly, everybody just knows what you look like, but inside, that's something that you can pretend. You know what? I think fleshly things are cheap, but inner beauty is priceless. You know, something about inner beauty is that you can go to Claire's and buy 20 things for $5. I've done it. That's cheap, okay? I can buy lots of jewelry, make myself look cute, but the Bible says that a virtuous woman, her price is far above rubies, far above rubies. And you know what? Are more expensive things harder to get? Just think about that. Are more expensive things harder to get? Yes. They're a lot harder to get. And so inner beauty is a lot harder to get than outward beauty. All right. So, just 1 second. Okay, inner beauty counts for eternity, but outward beauty is temporal. The Bible says, favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. All right, so now we're going to talk about some ways how we can get inner beauty. So we obviously all know, okay, inner beauty is important. You probably heard this before. It's not so much what you look like on the outside, but it's what's in the inside. So how do we get inner beauty? One thing that I would like you to know is that the only way to have inner beauty is to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Because when you ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart and to save you and to forgive you of all of your sins, then what does he do? Does he come and live inside of your heart? Yeah. If he lives inside of your heart, then he can start changing you and he can start making you more beautiful on the inside. But listen, if he doesn't live in there, can he do that? No, because then it's just yourself and you can't change yourself. And so the most important thing about having inner beauty is to know for sure that Jesus is Christ lives inside of you and that you will go to heaven when you die. And you know what? I'm sure they'll give you lots of chances to make that sure today, but that is the most important thing. After Jesus Christ lives inside of you and you start learning about God, you know what? You need to grow in your Christian walk. He lives inside of you. So when you start doing things that he doesn't like, do you think that he's just going to be like, okay, whatever, I don't care? No, he's going to start like poking you on the inside. I don't know if any of you heard that poke on the inside. I hate that poke. It's always like, nope, don't do that. Don't do that. It's that poke on the inside. That's where Jesus Christ is trying to make you more beautiful on the inside. He's not trying to like keep you from all the fun things that you want to do. No, he's trying to make you more beautiful on the inside. That's, you need to grow in your Christian walk. You can't just stay the same. And then one way, obviously, that we grow in our Christian walk is to read our Bible every day. Really, there's no end to telling you how important this is, girls. Look at me. Reading your Bible is essential to having inner beauty. If you do not read your Bible for yourself, if you do not have your devotions for yourself, if you do not take time every day to ask the Lord to show you how to change and how to be more beautiful, you never will be. You have to read your Bible. You have to have a walk with the Lord, a relationship with the Lord. You have to pray and meditate. Even if you just read your Bible, but you never pray to God, you never talk to him, is he going to help you know how to have inner beauty? He won't. These are the most important things: to be saved, to read your Bible, to pray. They're absolutely essential for inner beauty in your life. Another thing that will cause you to have inner beauty is to make God your best friend. Okay. Does your best friend have influence over you? Absolutely. Well, maybe you have more influence over your best friend. I don't know how it works. Usually one's like the leader. But I'm not kidding. Like when I go shopping with my best friend and I pick out this like super cute skirt, I'm like, oh, isn't this adorable? And she'll be like, oh my word, it looks like somebody puked all over it. Do you think I'm going to buy it? No, are you kidding me? If my best friend doesn't think it's cute, like, what is the point in buying it? Absolutely not. So my best friend actually tries, even for my wedding, she tried. No, they try to change your ideas about what's pretty, what's not pretty, what they like. And you know what? You tend to, like, start thinking the same as your best friend. And they start making you pretty on the outside, right? Okay, those glasses don't look good on you. Those sunglasses, nope. I don't know how many times my friend has said that to me, seriously. Don't wear those sunglasses. So that helps us, right? Well, if you make God your absolutely best friend ever, do you think he's going to start telling you what's beautiful and what's not? Absolutely. He's going to say that if you watch that movie's going to make you uglier on the inside. If you read your Bible and pray, that's going to make you more beautiful on the inside. If you listen to that wicked music, that's going to cause those attitudes to come out that are ugly on the inside. And you don't want that. Nobody wants that. Nobody wants to be ugly. But did you know, girls, that there are ugly girls in my church's youth group? Ugly. And I'm not kidding, beautiful on the outside. But when they open their mouth, they are ugly. Everybody knows it. You can talk to somebody and be like, yeah, that girl, or you don't even have to ever say their names, but everybody knows who you're talking about because they are the girls that are ugly on the inside. Make God your best friend. Let him tell you what is beautiful. Let him tell you what isn't. Another way to have inner beauty is by overcoming struggles and changing to be more like Christ. Do you ever hear that? Don't get better, bitter, get better. There is nothing uglier than a bitter woman. A woman that is bitter is ugly, girls. And when your best friend turns on you, when girls in the youth group reject you, when your family life isn't what you always wanted, maybe your dad left you, maybe your mom left you, maybe those struggles in your life, you know what, we have bus kids in our church. And my heart goes out to them. They don't have the same life that I had. They don't have the same parents that I had. You know what? All those struggles in your life can cause you to get bitter. They can cause you to be ugly on the inside. But did you know God put struggles in our life to make us more beautiful? That's the absolute reason for them. And we need to embrace that. And when something hard comes into your life, don't fight against it. Just embrace it and say, God, make me beautiful from this. Change me on the inside. It is a way that we have inner beauty. You know, okay, so there is a story I'm going to tell you. There was this relatively good-looking guy, but he had this, like, beautiful wife, and when they got married, I mean, she was just beautiful, and she always just stayed top-notch beautiful, had the latest trends. She was just gorgeous. And they started having marriage problems. And, you know, the reason was is because she cared all about the outside and nothing about the inside. And she was really an ugly person. And she had no joy. And she had no peace in her heart. And she just made life miserable for everybody that lived with her. And maybe some of you have brothers and sisters like that. I don't know. I'm just saying. No, really. We all know people like that. And so she made her husband miserable. Well, her husband went to the grocery store every day. This is a true story. Went to the grocery store every day. And one of the cashiers, she was not pretty at all. Nobody would say that she was pretty. She didn't dress pretty. She didn't fix her hair. She just never looked in the mirror before she went out. No, I doubt that. I'm just throwing that in. No, really, she wasn't pretty at all. But you know what? She always had a smile on her face. She always had a kind word for him. She always complimented him. She always looked for the good in everybody. And you know that that man left his beautiful, gorgeous, absolutely skinny wife for a bigger girl who was ugly, but because she had a smile on her face, because she had joy. And that wasn't right of her. None of that was right. And they were unsaved. But if you think about it, I mean, everybody that heard of that was just shocked But did you know that she had the inner beauty, the beauty that outshines the outward beauty? Another way that you have inner beauty, and this is a very important one, is by surrendering everything to Christ and being humble before him. Now listen to this, girls. It's amazing that he was just talking about this because I have this here. Nothing is uglier than a proud girl who has a bad attitude. Nothing is uglier than that, no matter what you look like on the outside. Now, everybody might make fun, be like, oh, that girl, she's the sassy girl. Or that girl, yeah, she has a bad attitude. And you think that that's fun and that's good, but I'm telling you, it's ugly, and people know it. And boys know it. And they, you know what they think? I never want to marry that girl. That's what they think. And you don't realize that, but it's so true. And you know what? I'm telling you all this stuff from my failures because I used to be very proud. I used to be very, very proud and be like, you know what? I can do anything. I don't need nobody. I used to be disrespectful to guys. I used to be all of that, thinking that I knew best. And God had to take me down several notches to realize that is not what's really beautiful. True beauty, inner beauty, is humbleness before others, humbleness before God, humbleness before your friends, humbleness even before those guys in youth group that you can't stand. No, really. Because the Bible says that women, we are to show respect to men. We are to show respect to guys. Even if that guy you can't stand and he's an idiot and he acts totally stupid, you are to show respect to him because he is a man. The Bible says that we are to do that. So to surrender everything to Christ and be humble before him is a way to have inner beauty. Another way to have inner beauty is to watch somebody who has inner beauty. So I'm sure that there's people in your church that you just think, wow, that lady is so nice. That lady is like super, super nice. I remember when I was a teen girl, I went to Northland Baptist camp for family camp or something. And there was this lady that was so beautiful. And not because she was beautiful in the face, but just like her demeanor and everything about her. Like when she walked into the room, just the aura that she gave off. Just like this woman who had the joy of the Lord, and her name is Mrs. Galkin. I don't know if anybody knows her. When she would sing, the Lord would just pierce my heart. And I just said, Lord, if I could ever be a woman like that, if you could ever use me like that, if when I walked in the room, people knew that I love the Lord, that would be something. That would be something worth attaining. Not beauty on the outside, but beauty on the inside that shone far greater and far more reaches than just outer beauty. So watch someone that has inner beauty. I never forget about her. I always think about her, and I always pray that God will let me be a woman like that. Another way is to read books by godly women. Now, I don't want you just to pick up any book by a woman and be like, let's read this. No, go to your youth pastor's wife. Go to your pastor's wife. Ask them what books would be really good for you to read, and that's another way you can supplement like your Bible reading, if it's to read good books by godly women. And you know what? I just love preachers. And they're all guys, and I just love sitting underneath preaching and hearing preaching, but there's something special about getting specific teaching to you as a girl, as a woman, the things that you struggle with. Guys and girls are different, and so this is a way that you can do that. It's by getting books by godly women. If you don't work and sacrifice to be close to the Lord, then you do not really want it. I think all the time, my husband and I don't have a lot of money, to be honest. And I really like my little girls look cute. And so my mom always laughs at me because she's like, my mother-in-law buys me a lot of clothes, and this is how I justify it. I'm like, okay, I really only bought them two things for the whole season. But my mom's always like, it's so funny because your girls always look cute. And like, I always know what outfits you buy them. You buy them matching. It's like, it's something that I sacrifice because I just love it when my little girls look cute. So you know what? When you want something, when you want to look nice, you sacrifice the time to straighten your hair. All you girls who have super curly hair, like for your pictures, you sacrifice that time for 3 hours to make it straight. Some of you, if you don't, good for you, because that's a lot of time. Anyway, that the things that you care about, you work for, and you sacrifice. Well, this is a part that is not going to be fun that I'm going to talk about right now, but it's true. And so because it's true, I'm going to talk about it. Walking with the Lord will mean that you will have to sacrifice. And I'm going to list some things that you will have to sacrifice. And I had to sacrifice them when I was a teen girl. And sometimes I wasn't willing to sacrifice them. And sometimes I was. And I remember it was hard to sacrifice these things. But one of them is friends. You know what? You have friends that don't make you more beautiful. They make you uglier on the inside. And you know who they are. And you know why they do it. I don't even have to go into it. It's something that you know. And these friends make you uglier. Oh, even if they're the most popular, even if they're the most beautiful, even if their dresses are, like, the cutest, if they don't make you more beautiful on the inside, they don't help you to be more beautiful on the inside. They're not friends that you should have. And so they're a sacrifice. Something else that you have to sacrifice to be more beautiful on the inside is your dress. This is something as women we never want to talk about because we just think that you can't be cute and be modest. Oh my, you can't absolutely not do that. But it's not true. It's absolutely not true. And when I actually had two lessons for today, and the other one, I know we're not going to get to it, but the other one was going to be on dress. But we absolutely can look cute and modest and love the Lord, and we just think that we can't. So, but it is true that people make fun of you for dressing modest. People will make fun of you when you go shopping with them for not buying certain things. People will make fun of the youth pastor's wife or the youth pastor for trying to enforce dress rules. But I'm telling you, to have inner beauty, you have to sacrifice. It's something that you have to sacrifice. Another thing that you have to sacrifice to have inner beauty is conversation. Oh my word, as girls, do we love to talk. I mean, again, I know there's always exceptions to the rules, and you might be the absolute exception who does not like to talk. But as girls, we love to talk. I love to talk. And so we love to talk about everything. And you know what? Sometimes we think, man, if I just talked about the good things, I would totally run out of things to say. I've thought that before. I'll be like, oh my word, what am I going to talk about? Okay, we have to talk about this person and this person and this person because that's super interesting. But you know what? To have inner beauty, there's, like, to me, sometimes when I see godly older women and I, like, look at them and I hear their conversation, I think, wow, they're beautiful because they refuse to talk about certain things that don't please God. And you know what? Your conversation comes from your heart. So if you have inner beauty and if your heart is working toward inner beauty, if God's working inner beauty in you, then your conversation will come out and be that way. But that is something that you will have to sacrifice. You can't just talk about whatever you want. You can't just talk about all the boys in the youth group. You can't just talk about all the girls in the youth group. You just can't talk about that bad movie that you watched or that music that you listened to, or you can't do that, girls, because that's not inner beauty. Another thing that you will have to sacrifice is places that you would like to go. I remember when I was a teenager, my parents were so smart. Oh, I hated it though. They would be like, I'd be like, can I go here? And they'd be like, we don't really want you to, but it's your decision. I'd be like, oh, man, if they just told me I didn't have to go there, then I could just be mad at them and be like, they said I couldn't go. But no, they made me decide whether it was something God wanted me to do or not. And I was like, man, I really hate that because I just can't go into free conscience. Like, okay, yes, they said yes, so whatever bad's here, it's bad here. Or, okay, if there is bad there and I chose to go there, then it's, you know, on me. And so my parents always did that. And you know what? I had to sacrifice a lot of places that I wanted to go because I knew that that wasn't what God wanted me to do. And I knew that what was there would not help me to be what God wanted me to be. And I had to sacrifice that. Another thing that you have to sacrifice if you want inner beauty is popularity. And I hate that one because all of us want to be popular. All of us want to be the girl in the youth group that everybody, like, looks up to or that everybody wants to be like. And that's something that we have to, absolutely, we have to sacrifice. Okay, so when I was a teenage girl, I went to summer camp. I hated summer camp. I know that a lot of teen girls love summer camp, but I, like, hated it because every time that I went to summer camp, I was pretty good at sports and I love sports and I like to dress cute. And so technically maybe I should have been popular, but I swear every time I went to summer camp, all the popular girls looked at me and like picked on me the whole time. And I was like, seriously, what is the deal with this? Not even like I wanted to be friends with them because I didn't like their attitudes. But I was just like, why do they like look at me and pick on me in particular? They did, not lying. And you know what I realized? It was because I was friends with everybody. I liked everybody. I'd be friends with a girl that like nobody wanted to be friends with. I would sit with anybody that wanted to be sat with. And, you know, I just was nice to everybody. And in their clique and in their circle, you did not do that. You were only friends with the cool people, and you were not allowed to talk to the uncool people. So because I was, like, in that middle stage where they thought, well, maybe she could be cool, and then I ended up being nice to everybody, they, like, made it their goal to pick on me. And this happened to me, like, at 4 summer camps, and I just cried, like, all the time. Like, I hate these places. But you know what I had to sacrifice? Popularity. I had to sacrifice that in order to have inner beauty. Is it beautiful to ignore people? No. It's not beautiful on the inside. Is it beautiful to think that you're better than other people? No. That's ugly. And it's something that you will have to sacrifice. Another thing that you have to sacrifice is your music. You know what? What you put inside you, what you think about, what goes in your ears, what your eyes see, all of those things determine what your heart will be. And so if you're putting wrong music in your eyes, if you're putting wrong TV shows, if you're putting all those things in, what do you think your heart will be like? It will be those things that you listen to, those things that you watch. Something that you'll have to sacrifice. Now, I'm going to tell you what you won't have to sacrifice. This is the good part. So that part's like, oh man, I really have to do all of that to have inner beauty. But here's the part that's really awesome. The things that God will give you. And there is a lot more things you'll have to sacrifice and a lot more things that God will give you, but I seriously didn't have time. So we're just going to go over these. Walking with God will bring rewards, and these are the rewards. You know what? I said you would have to sacrifice friends. But you get a better friend than anybody could ever ask for in God. So you know what? It's worth it. And maybe you've never made God your best friend, and so you don't know what I'm talking about, but I'm telling you, it's worth it. He never gets mad at me. He never doesn't talk to me. He never tells me mean things. He never betrays me. He never sticks me in the back. He's always there. When I'm by myself in my room, he's there. You know, your best friend's not always with you. You never have to feel lonely with God because he's always there. You get a trade in friends that are fair-weathered friends for a friend that sticketh closer than a brother, God. Another thing, so I said you had to sacrifice dress, but listen what you get in return, because this is super cool. You get a godly husband. I'm not kidding, girls. Okay, so you want to dress in modest. You want to dress to attract the guys. I'm telling you, that godly guy in your youth group, that godly guy in that other youth group that's cute and loves the Lord, he's not going to like you. He's not. Because he's looking for a girl who will cover herself up and who will be honored and glorified to the Lord and who is beautiful on the inside. I had this guy that I liked in high school. And I really liked him, actually, when I graduated, and I liked him for several years. And he had a lot of girlfriends off and on, and he always said he liked me, but he always had other girlfriends off and on. It really made me mad. I'm like, really, you like me? But you know what? When he finally decided, this isn't who I married, by the way, but you know what? He came to me one time, and he said, and I was always like, why is it like these girls, like, they're just, like, always dressed in modest, like, all this stuff. He came to me and he told me, you know, I never thought that I deserved you because you love God and because you're different than the other girls. And he said, with tears in his eyes, thank you for always dressing modestly and for never tempting me. And he told me those things when we were actually like, he'd stopped and he said he was going to like me and I was going to like him. And he told me those things. And you know what I thought all that time? Maybe if I just dressed in modest, he would like me. Because, I mean, he's liking all these other girls. He's playing around with all these other girls. That don't dress modestly, that don't love God, or like aren't really trying to walk with the Lord. But did he notice? Absolutely. And he said, I was never what you were. I never thought I could deserve you. Girls, guys don't really want what you think they want. They want to respect you. They want to see the inner beauty inside of you. So you might have to give up your dress, but I'm telling you, you're going to get an awesome guy, a guy that loves God, because I totally did. It wasn't that guy. This guy's way better. Yes. And he's amazing. And I just think, wow, if I would have compromised and thought, what if the guy doesn't like me unless I am like all these other girls? What if I would have changed? Will the guy that I married now never be my husband? So another thing, we're going to move on, and you have to give up your conversation. But you know what you're going to get in return? You're going to get a lot of joy. I'm telling you, there is nothing that makes me feel more horrible than if I just had a bad conversation with somebody. I don't know about you, but like if I just use my mouth to like tear somebody down, or if I use my mouth to like say something that was really wicked, when I walk away, there is nothing that steals my joy more than that. I don't know why, for me, that's what it is. And so you will get joy in return for deciding that I'm not going to talk about those things. When you walk away from a conversation inside, you're like, oh my word. The Lord just helped me do that. I just walked away. Oh my goodness. Or, okay, I didn't say that. That is so awesome. Like, you will just feel this joy. You will get that in return. And joy is well worth it. Now, places that you would like to go. Remember we talked about that sacrifice? Well, guess what? If you have inner beauty, you will have, 1 second, where'd it go? Oh, there it is. Opportunities to be used of God. When you have inner beauty, you know what they're going to ask you to do? Teach that kid Sunday school class. Yeah, they are. Because they're watching your life. The adults in your church, they're watching your life. And they're like, wow. They're going to ask you to do this or to do that in the church. And they're going to see that you're trying, that you have inner beauty. And you know what? You might have to sacrifice places to go. But you can go on soul winning. You can go on bus visitation. You can go on things that, and you can count, make your life count for things that really matter now while you're single, while you have time. So you get opportunities to serve the Lord. You have to give up popularity. Remember we talked about that? But awesome, awesome thing about having inner beauty is that you will have strength and you will have honor. And it was what I was saying before. You think that you have to sacrifice so much. But you know what? The people are really looking up to you. They're really thinking, man, I wish I could do that. Most of them, unless they're just not saved and they don't have the Holy Spirit in them. But otherwise, you will have strength and honor. The Bible says, strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. When I was a teenager, I didn't always rejoice about living for the Lord. It wasn't always easy. But I'm telling you, as I'm sitting in that chair over there and he's preaching, I'm saying, thank you, God, that I gave my life to the Lord at every youth rally that came up, that I decided to do my Bible reading, that I decided to walk with you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, because otherwise I would not be standing here today talking to you guys. Is so important. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she will rejoice in time to come. Another thing, you might give up your music, but you will have peace in your heart. You know, some of us think that rock music, when you listen to it, it helps you. You're going through a bad time, let's just put that music in. It's like entertainment. It's like, get your mind off of it. But you know what? It never gives you peace. It just makes you more noisy in the inside. It just makes you more unquiet on the inside. You might give up that music, but you will have peace in your heart, and nothing can replace that, and only God can give that. The world, girls, is not concerned with your inner beauty. They're not. Its only goal is to keep you concerned with trying to attain to what they say is beautiful. Popularity, music, these movies, this, you have to look like this, you have to act like this. They try, which is impossible for anybody, I would like to say. Like, if you are really what the world said is beautiful, nobody can actually be that beautiful. I mean, it's just not possible. The world wants to... Wait, 1 second. Oh, they want you to attain to what they say is beautiful so that you will lose all interest in working on what really matters. The world will get you all caught up in all of these things from the outside that you need to do and that you need to be, but then you will totally forget about what God has for you. Guard your heart from movies. You know, when I was a teen girl, my goodness, when I watched movies that had immoral, like, acts in them, or when guys and girls got together, or whatever, do you know how dirty I felt after that? Like, maybe you've watched it so much that you don't even feel dirty now, but that would make me feel so dirty in the inside. And you know, I just had to come to a point where all my friends knew if they had Bethany over, they were not watching movies with sex scenes in them. I would just be honest. And it took a while for me to finally come out and just be like, okay, seriously, I can't watch these movies anymore. If I come over to your house, you cannot put that in. And they made fun of me for it. I mean, these are like my best friends, and they were still my like really good friends today, but making fun of me because I wouldn't watch movies with sex scenes in them. Guard your heart from that, girls. That does not create inner beauty and will have lasting effects the rest of your life. Guard your heart from the internet. Don't read things you're not supposed to read. Don't things that you're curious about. Don't look into it. Guard your heart from TV shows. Guard your heart from books. And guard your heart from magazines. Even some of these things more so than guys girls struggle with. The Bible says, through desire, a man having separated himself seeketh and intermeddleth with all wisdom. You see, you have to have a desire in your heart to be separate. You have to have a I can show you till I'm blue in the face all of the bad about focusing on the outward and not focusing on the inward and all the good that you'll get if you do it. And I can tell you all story after story after story after story after story, but if you do not believe it, if you do not believe what the Bible says, because what I'm telling you is what the Bible says. It says that you need to focus on your inner beauty. I'm going to read it one more time. Whoso adorning, let it not be the outward adorning of the plaiting of the hair and the wearing of gold or the putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit which is in the sight of God of great price. I can say that, but unless you believe it, unless your heart believes it, it's not going to make a difference. You have to have that desire in your heart to be separate. The Bible says, my son, give me thine heart and let thine eyes observe my ways. Give God your heart tonight. Say, I want to be beautiful on the inside. Hear thou, my son, and be wise and guide thine heart in the way. God knows what is in your heart. The Bible says, this is what I hope this verse, listen to this verse, is not the verse that describes your heart. Because if it does, it doesn't matter what I say or what I do. It says, the sin of Judah is written with a pen of iron and with the point of a diamond. It is graven upon the tables of the heart and upon the horns of your altar. The Bible saying, this Judah has just decided to do wrong. They just decided to be wicked. And maybe some of you are here today and you're just like, you know what, I don't care. I'm just going to be wicked. But this is what the Lord says here. Fear not, ye've done all this wickedness, yet turn not aside from following the Lord, but serve the Lord with all your heart. Does God want you tonight to turn your heart back to him and say, Lord, make me beautiful on the inside? Make my heart beautiful. I will sacrifice. I will give up what I need to give up to be the woman that you have called me to be. We always focus on the outward beauty, and we focus on it with our friends, but more important, what do you look like on the inside? Again, you can fake it. You can fake the inside beauty. Obviously, the outside, you're what God has given you, and you can work and you can try to look beautiful. But on the inside, that's something that you can change, something that God wants you to change. Inward beauty is a lot more work than outward beauty. I'm just going to be honest. But inner beauty has greater and lasting rewards. Everybody bow your heads and close your eyes. So
I don't know if this spoke to any of you tonight, and I remember when the Lord really worked this in my heart, and I just said, Lord, you know what? I want to be beautiful. I want, when I walk into the room, I want people to look at me and think, that girl loves the Lord. And like the preacher said, I want to put the spotlight on God. I just want the spotlight to be on God and not on me. And I want kindness to come from my mouth. And I want evilness to be away from me. I want peace and I want joy and I want all these things that I talked about. I remember when I gave that to the Lord. And so tonight, if God spoke to your heart, will you just show me by the raising of your hands? Say, God, I want inner beauty. I want to work on my inner beauty. All right, thank you. Put your hands down. You know, it's so much more important.